Awesome. Woo, okay, here we are. Yay, happy Monday. We are on week three. We're into the third key of the Eliminate Your Limit system, things that we do on a daily basis or as consistently as possible to stay on track and become mentally bulletproof. And what we're talking about today is direction review. So it's how do we really stay on track with what's important to us and make sure that we're navigating and reaching our goals, so to speak, or staying focused on that. So one of the first things that's important is knowing what's important to you, right? What are you doing that really falls in line with your goals, for lack of a better word, goals, objectives, intentions, et cetera. With the Eliminate Your Limit system, we usually build inspiration statements and call them that, but that's for another day. So I'm just going to talk goals and that encompassing everything right now as I'm speaking about that. So for instance, on a daily basis, we generally do a lot of things that maybe aren't in line with our goals or what's important to us. And then that sometimes leads to not having enough time, or in our minds, at least creating reasons why we don't have time to do the things that are in line with our goals, and self-sabotage, et cetera. So as you're listening to this or as you're watching the replay at any point, I want you to keep in mind or write down or think about one of your goals. And again, I'm just using that word encompassing. If you don't like goals, that's fine. Just whatever's important to you. And how does that come into play so that you're actually thinking in specifics of something that's important to you? And think about and catch yourself and notice and recognize how you can apply what I'm talking about today to that particular goal. I'm going to talk, I don't know why, but I'm going to talk about pageant stuff today because that's just in an example that's really prevalent in our world right now with my daughter. But whatever it is for you, health and fitness, maybe being a better parent, being a better spouse, getting a different job, running your business. I don't know what it is for you, but you get to pick. What I'm talking about is interchangeable with all of that. So first identify what's important to you. And then we're going to keep that top of mind. You want top of mind awareness around that every single day. So however you do that, when you're writing out your language in the morning or paying attention to where your language is, it's important to direct your mind to the path about what's important for you. So for us right now, Nationals pageant, it's 3 weeks away from the time that we leave right now, actually a day or two less than 3 weeks. And we've got a lot of things that are super important for that. So every morning we're kind of reviewing that and thinking about that, not in a way to stress ourselves out about it. Like, I got to get this done. I got to get this done. I got to get this done. But in a way of wanting to have a really great experience when we get there. And what are the things that we need to do, or what are the important things that we're doing on a daily basis? So whatever is important to that particular goal, do that, and not anything else. Not necessarily that you can't do anything else, but so many times we get caught up in circumstances of the day or things that we have to do and get directed to instead of what's important to us. So we're spending way too much time saying yes to things that aren't important to us. A lot of times, I'm generalizing, but a lot of times what happens is we say yes to things that come up, but that aren't in line with maybe our goals or even our values, et cetera. And then we don't make those things that are important to us a priority intentionally. So what's important to you, getting that at the top of your mind every single day, I suggest writing it down and connecting with that. So what are the things that you need to do to be on track for that? And then making sure that that's top of your mind. So when something comes up, you're not saying yes to that, to things that have nothing to do with what's important to you. So pageant might not be relatable to a lot of people on here, but there were a whole lot of things that we have to do about wardrobe Ashley has to be doing little posts every single day. And if she needs to be practicing things. So if she's not doing that, guess what? It's summer. If we don't direct to that in the morning, let's go swimming. Can I lay in bed? Oh, let's play a game. Let's play a video game. How does this look like when we're talking about our exercise? Do you have a routine for your exercise or your healthy living? Is exercise important to you? Is eating well important to you? Are you making decisions based on that? So for instance, let's say I'm training for a 5K, having a training plan together. So when I get up in the morning, knowing that doing this 5K at the end of August per se is important, what are things that are important to that? Well, besides the fact that I'm probably going to do some training today or recovery or something in line with that, am I eating well? Am I drinking well? And it's basically creating your intention around things that you need to do and prioritizing them in your schedule. So it sounds very routine and maybe logic and built out that way. But also what we're doing is talking to the unconscious about what's important and laying the priorities down there. So for instance, this morning, my intention was to get up and go run by the lake. However, when my alarm went off, I totally shut it off and knew that sleep was more important to me. But I've been doing it long enough to know that I am not avoiding it and that I'm going to redirect where I put that into my day. But knowing that I needed more sleep to feel good, to get a good run in, and to be able to enjoy that instead of forcing, but really paying attention to what's important. So Melissa, I'm gonna, let me see if I can unmute you because I'm just curious. I'd love to hear, oh, I have to ask you to unmute. Oh, it did unmute you. So I would love to hear your feedback or any thoughts on anything where that's showing up for you right now in any area, if you wanna share.
We're talking about, I just zoned out, I think.
Sorry, do you want me to redirect for you?
Yeah, just ask me the question again.
Okay, so let's just talk about one of the goals in your area or in your, or intentions or inspiration statements. Is there something, an area that you're working on right now that you'd want to talk about?
Yeah, quite a few, but I think like jumping off of the weekend, just like the intention of keeping my self-care, in par so then I can, you know, show up in a patient way for like my kids and my husband and,
oh my gosh.
And when things do get a bit like overwhelming or I'm feeling a bit more sensitive, most of the time that's because I'm not doing my stuff, right? Like,
yes,
whether it's the pillaring or the exercise or making sure I'm terrible at recognizing when I'm tired. And so, yeah, those were the things. I was really fantasizing about your run next to the lake. And so when you jumped me back into thinking about what we're talking about, I struggled. Sorry about that.
No, that's okay. It's a great example. I'm going to leave you unmuted for a second in case there's anything else that you wanted to add to that. But you know what? That's a great example is exactly what happens is our mind will wander through the day, wander off on little things. And we want to make sure that we're directing it to what's important. And I love how you talk about self-care and how important that is because I as well have for sure with kids, I need my alone time to be really, really great with them. And since the whole COVID started, I was very good about directing a certain time of day before they came home from school, specific to just me and taking care of myself as far as having downtime and being able to really show up for them in a great space and put the attention and focus on them and not feel resentful or cheated or any of that stuff and really be able to be present with that and have not had that. So definitely with adjusting my routine and trying to find as we travel back and forth, a way to incorporate that is so important. And if I don't think about that in the morning and usually that runtime as well is part of that and getting myself set up. So I have to be super intentional yet today about making sure that I have that space for what's important to me. And I love that you brought that up about self-care, because if we don't take care of ourselves, wow, for me, I am resentful, cleverly hidden though, because being resentful would be so rude and make me a terrible parent and spouse, right? So cleverly hidden, super resentful that everybody's taking up my time and not letting me just have some space and time to myself. And just, you know, that shows up in different ways, but it's not in being very nice to everyone else for sure. So when that being super important for me, and my health as well, being able to set that time aside is so great. So if you, as part of your direction review, what we're talking about is making sure that in the morning, if we know, like, look, some of y'all are great with being around your kids 24/7 and that lights you up and energizes you. This mama needs like time to herself to be energized and have, you know, everybody's different in that. But in the morning, then thinking about where I can make sure that I get that to be better in all other areas. And so that can be exercise, that can be all sorts of things for anybody, depending upon what your goal is. So I'm going to ask you, Elisa, you're on, if you want to talk a little bit about direction review in any area where you find, I've just kind of explained it a little bit. For me, I like to write down and reiterate the wins that I've had in that area. Like, yeah, I'm drinking my water. Like, oh yes, I got my nutrition in. So we're, you know, counting wins in that area. And then also being able to remind myself about what the important things that I want to incorporate every day to be on top of that. So if you want to share about anything in any area that that's working for you, I would love to hear it.
With my direction review, I find that, well, I want to kind of hear more from other people about how they're doing it. It's not that I don't have a way that I'm doing it, but I'm always willing for somebody's better way to possibly be the tweak to mine, right?
Yeah, for sure.
But for me, it's more because, it started from kind of a negative place, because there was a point in, we'll just say our history, where someone suggested to my husband to ask me to make a list of the things that I do during the day. And I was like, you know, somebody lied to you, because that's a bad, bad idea. And so I used to pride myself on my list and getting things checked off.
Oh, this is powerful.
After that, it cut me off from a way that I used to practice and pride in. Like, I could get things done. I was like, oh, check, check. But as soon as this came in and that energy behind it was there, I was like, to hell with lists.
Right. Oh, that, and that's beautiful. I love that.
To hell with you and your expectations. To hell with the person that said this. All of y'all can just burn. So my list kind of burnt with it. Mm-hmm. And then my motivation to create that, right? So to have that kind of, so I moved more into setting what are my priorities. So yes. I touch base with my core first. Mm-hmm. And for the longest time, it was, I'm here for these boys. Like, I came back from the dead to be here and enjoy their lives. So I wanted to see how their needs could be met. And then allergies and stuff, gluten intolerance, et cetera, for them, well, autoimmune, you know, but came in. And so just to make sure, but in that, it included me, right? So I didn't leave me out of it, because if I did it for them, I was also doing it for me. But now that they're older and they have their own needs and dietary, they eat more than I do. So I think to a certain degree in this last year, I was like, okay, we're all eating the same. So I just, oh, you guys need more? And the plates just kept getting fuller. And so I kind of met with that. So in direction reviews, I'm coming back around to making it my own.
Yes.
Again, I'm still not past that list space, so it does come back to the priority, and mm-hmm. I just set it as three things.
Mm-hmm.
I know they say the 5 before 10. That starts making it a list again for me sometimes.
Right.
And some days I just can't do that. So I just set it as the three priorities.
Mm-hmm.
I get my journaling and whatever done, but that's not in my direction review. That's just a core. So I set three things.
Mm-hmm.
Business, career. So am I posting? Am I feeding content? And that's, you know, building the relationships that mm-hmm. I need to be able to help, to contribute into this world. What's my food like? Food and hydration. And then just some aspect of movement or play. I haven't set that up into my core yet.
Mm.
It is a priority, but I'm moving it more into my direction right now so that I can kind of make it more unconscious again.
Right. It's beautiful. I love that you shared that, Elisa, because I think, and whoever told your husband to ask that, poo-poo too. I could feel like my bound nature. Like I was instantly like, oh my gosh, I would come unglued probably with that for sure. But I think that's huge for a lot of people about a list and being a, you know, what would have typically been considered a type A, do all the things, make all the lists, do everything, make it all come together. And it plays into a question that Stella had asked earlier about counting your wins and not feeling like it's enough. You know, making it your own. And you said that, you know, they say, you know, 5 before 10, you know, there's all these rules or unwritten rules or things that we're told that we should be doing to do it right. Right. Do 5 things before 10 o'clock or do 5 of the, you know, tough things or do the hardest thing first. And it's so important to connect with yourself. Part of why, you know, language. And when you recognize that, you know, writing a list is not helping you, but instead making you feel like you're not doing enough, then gosh, maybe we should quit writing a list and we should just connect with the few things that are important. And for sure, when I work with clients, it's interesting because everybody's different and recognizing what works or what is working. Something might work for you for 2 years and then it's no longer working, and being able to recognize that. So the direction review, the whole point of it, right, is to reconnect with our priorities or our values or our goals, what's important for us, and then make sure that we're keeping that top of mind so that we're doing things that align with what's important to us, right? Are our actions showing what's really important to us, or are we doing other things that have nothing to do with that? And that's really the whole point of direction review. So however you get there, you know, has to serve, you know, and work for you for sure. I like 3 things too, right? That's sometimes we put so many things on our list and we never do anything, and all we're doing is setting ourselves up. There's points where I completely quit doing a list myself. And instead of writing down all the things that I needed to do, I would just write down every time that I did something, no matter how small it was. And it really changed the way that I was feeling about things. I don't do that anymore, just because the sheer number of little things, my brain doesn't always keep track of them. So I do have to write them down, but I'm not expecting myself to do them all at once. So yeah, it really is about connecting with what's important to you every single day, right? Reminding yourself, because our brain is taking in so much information every single day. I don't have the numbers in front of me. We just had this great learning from neuroscientists in about how much information really is taken in by our brain every day. And it's ridiculous. And your brain isn't even picking it all up, but even the amount that it's picking up and trying to like siphon through, if you're not intentionally directing your mind to the things that you want it to focus on, it's going to kind of like be jumping all over, like trying to decide what's important and what's not. So every single day, and especially in the morning, if at all possible, to connect with what is truly important to you. And again, that can change over time, right? But what's truly important to you, and how are you going to make sure that you keep that in your mind as you're making decisions throughout the day? So whatever you love and whatever's important to you, do that. The rest is just like, let it go, right? Making sure that those things are just bonuses, but they're not taking place of that. I just can't stress enough how important it is to really remind yourself what's important for you. What are your values? What do you want to focus on for your life? Because again, especially in that we're getting all the information and influence around us, we see other people doing things, and it's so easy for us to, you know, your unconscious mind to be like, oh, maybe I should be doing that. Like, oh, well, that's really working for her. Maybe I should switch my exercise program. Or like, oh, well, gosh, I wasn't even thinking about that. Why am I not? Oh my gosh, what's wrong with me? Everybody else is doing this thing. I must be missing the boat and need to check out that. And that's really how our brain kind of works. So if you're not intentionally being the author, for sure, keep it simple, sister. Yes, Elisa, for sure. It's easy, right? That's how we can get overwhelmed with all the extra things. And it's okay to question, or I don't even know, now we use the word question, but it's okay to contemplate other things. But you have to really have some trust in yourself. And if you're really taking care of your own language and counting your wins on a daily basis, that's really going to help you be confident in knowing what's important to you and knowing that you're on the right path and trusting that you'll make an adjustment if need be. So I'm going to let you guys unmute if you want, Melissa and Elisa. I don't want to overtalk this. Knowing your core helps. Absolutely, Elisa. Knowing you have to know your core, and that's what's going to direct you, and that's why you want to connect with it every single day. I think it's a place where we really kind of miss the boat, because there's all the law of attraction and all of it, you know. I'm just going to follow this, but it's easy to get off if you're not connecting with that every day and reminding yourself what's important and how you kind of map out your path of where you're going, because it's easy to get pulled off on all the side roads instead of following what your direct path is going to be. So do you guys, Elisa and Melissa, do you guys have anything else that you want to, talk about and share? I would love to hear before we, sign off here.
Well, I think for me, it's Bruce Lee is kind of
an
inspiration for me. Mm-hmm. Well, from the fact that we were very much into Chinese culture growing up. Mm-hmm. But just the whole aspect of mastery, my focus is more towards mastery. So it has to be as few things as possible, but diving really deep
into
them. And so, like how he was saying, it's, you know, I don't remember specifically the quote. I'm pretty sure I have it somewhere. But it's better to know one move or to go through one move 10,000 times as opposed to knowing 10,000 moves and only going through them once or something like that. But the whole point is, having so many things to just say that you've done them is one thing, but when you have the few and you can speak to it and live it and example it and teach it and move through it, that makes a lot more impact for just you and your mental health.
Oh, for mental, sure.
But it's huge. And I think we're designed to be more into mastery at some point. That's why we're all given individual and unique gifts, right? So just to build those up.
Yeah, I love that. That's a great, great point. And you can't have mastery if you're not focused on the few things, for sure. Absolutely. Melissa, did you have something?
Yeah, I think I was just thinking about, you know, one of my inspiration statements is speak, love, and live sustainably. And I was just thinking about the weekend again and not necessarily like living that. I think when we are doing our work every morning, we're not only focusing ourselves on what we're doing, but we're focusing ourselves on like what we're paying attention to from others, right? Like, so it feels like sometimes we'll just open the Pandora's box to everybody's opinion and whatever their like perspective is, right? And if we're not focusing on what we want or how we want to do things, then kind of like you said, our brain kind of bounces around. But I think our actions and behaviors also bounce around if we're not really like committing time to where am I going and who do I want to be in this environment, whatever the environment is. So that's all that came up for me as you were talking about just that last piece. Thank you so much, Amy.
Yeah, that would, and that's great. And I think it is, especially right now, there's so many opinions being, it's easy to get pulled and get very emotionally charged feeling where, like, where should I be instead of who am I and where am I going to be, for sure. Elisa, were you going to go? Yeah, shoot, girlfriend.
Yeah, I was like, that was beautiful, Melissa. I love the love and sustainability thing. That's a big one for me too.
Yeah. And when you're reminding yourself of that every day, it certainly makes a difference, right? When you, no matter how you get up in your language being a certain way, when you review that, oh yeah, right. That's what's important to you for sure. It's easy to help shift into that and think from that space. So yeah, I'm going to, give Kristen and Brian 1 second in case they wanted to say anything just because I know you guys were able to just jump on, but we're clearing out here and just have been talking about direction review and how it's it'll be a good caveat just to for anybody watching the replay too at the end. So just remembering that we want to make sure that we put top of mind every day what's super important to us, and we keep that in the top of our mind so that we make decisions throughout the day based on what's important to us, and we have it forefront when we're torn with all of the influence and all the things going around us and not getting sidetracked to things that aren't important. So if you have anything that you want to share, either that it's a struggle or that's important or that works for you that might be beneficial, feel free. I mean, no pressure by any means, but I always think it's great to hear different viewpoints from different people. It can always be helpful to anyone else listening in to kind of be like, oh, yeah, I could shift it a little bit or do something a little different. But basically, how do we keep on path by reminding ourselves what's important to us every single day and then making our decisions based on that and not being pulled from everything else around? So feel free to unmute and share anything before we jump off.
Oh, that must be my cue. Are you saying I have something to say? So I think the big thing about directional review that stands out for me is I used to be one of those people that would have a million and things to do and be overwhelmed by all of them. So then I don't do anything.
Brian's raising his hand if you're listening to the podcast.
Yeah, I definitely have fallen into that category of an overwhelming mountain of things to look at. Recently, I've decided to take on a different approach, watching Kristen just do, you know, like take the priorities and things that are serving you or not serving you and deciding what you want to really get done. And then just accomplishing that handful of things and having that kind of success and motive, you know, that kind of builds a little bit of a momentum, and then you feel that sense of accomplishment for those few things that I got done rather than having a mountain of things that I won't get done, you know, like just having realistic goals for my high yielding tasks and just being able to have you know, just my priorities set and follow through, you know, like that helps a lot.
Yeah, exactly. And for those that are catching the replay, Elisa's saying that's awesome. And that's so true. And it kind of piggybacks on something, you know, on some things we said earlier too, for sure.
Well, it's easy to want to get all the things done at once, but it's not possible, mm-hmm. right? So I guess even, you know, and I haven't journaled this morning. So for me, something I found that's helpful is I have to do it in the morning. Otherwise, I spend half my day scatterbrained, ping pong balling it, like I like to say. And then that I'm like, okay, I got to get my shit together. oh my gosh, half the day's gone. It's 3 p.m. and I haven't done anything, you know? So that really helps anchor me in the mornings.
Yeah.
Just kind of keying in and saying to myself, what needs to be done in these next 24 hours? What's most important? And usually on that list is something that pertains to my health inspiration statement. So like, how do I want to treat my body well today? I need to drink my water.
Mm-hmm.
I need to move my body. I need to eat a healthy lunch. So it's not necessarily even like, you know, I got to pay the electrical and I got to, you know, clean the garage. It's not always just stuff like that. It's stuff that really dials into, I guess,
what's serving your inspiration?
What's our highest inspiration? Mm-hmm. Because honestly, my counter's a mess right now. If anybody knows me, it was my birthday yesterday, so it's covered in all everything unicorn. And that stresses me out usually. Like, I am not a clutter junkie. I would never, ever, ever be seen on Hoarders. And
maybe helping them.
I can feel it. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is craziness. But I had to go to the doctor this morning. You know, and is the counter as important as maybe sitting down and getting my journal done? Looking at getting my week organized so that, you know, in the event that we are moving soon, you know, maybe start packing the spice cabinet.
Well, that,
I really love how you said anchor. I think that's a great, you know,
yeah,
thing that anchors you to what's really important. I just think that was a great way to state that too, because you well know, and all of us, if we think about it, would, but sometimes it's hard to like actually make that step. But knowing that, sitting down and taking the few minutes to, you know, get your shit together, as you said it, but really journaling, and which comes into what's that highest inspiration and what's my priority, knowing that you're taking care of yourself first is going to make the counter in the spice cabinet like nothing and feel great instead of like feeling like such a burden or whatever. What's that?
A nuisance,
a burden.
Yeah, for sure. So I definitely like that anchor. That was
one of the things I was thinking about is like thinking about how doing something like 100% rather than 20 things at 50%. You know, instead of trying to get a lot of things done, not to your best ability, being able to really like focus and take your time on what's important and do it right all the way through. And then you don't have, you know, I feel like that's been helping me a lot.
You know. Oh, for sure. And not having so many. And that's, Elisa was alluding to that earlier too, about mastery and what's, you know, doing the new things that and really nailing it. And it's so true. So for anybody catching the replay who still has that of trying to do like 47 things in one day and making the list, that's something we'll talk about. You guys will have to catch that on the replay too. But it's, I love that this is all reiterating that space. You know, our brain is telling us we have to do all the things instead of really, if you want to have that bulletproof mindset and be mentally bulletproof, it's amazing that actually doing just the few things, or like Elisa said, her three, or, you know, those focusing on those things make everything easy to make that decision when you're coming into the direction review, for sure.
Definitely, like taking the time to pick out what is important to you and doing your high yielding tasks and doing that repetitively, it kind of makes it a building block for in life when you're making decisions on what's important, to be able to prioritize and be like, maybe that's not probably important to do, but this, you know, like practice for your brain to decide what is serving towards your inspiration and what is important to you, like, you know, not get distracted, you know, just by staying consistent with it.
And that's exactly the point. And that's why we do it on a daily basis and finding the way that works for you. Right. Elisa talked about that earlier too. Everything is, you know, you have to, you know, find what works for you. If it's feeling awful, then there's probably a different way and shifting, you know, whether it, her having a list was not a great thing. Right. So, connecting with what's important and then keeping that top of mind. So you're, like you said, it's the practice for making it easy to make decisions. You're not spending all the time confused and like, oh, what should I do now? Or what's most important? You connect with that, connect with your anchor, and your core every day, and it makes it just in become a more unconsciously competent, which if we haven't studied that for all y'all, I'll be somewhere down the road, but makes it automatic, easily automatic to make those choices every day. So thank you. Thank you, Elisa. Oh, I'm making a list now. Go figure, Elisa. I love it. That's funny. Okay. But you might be able to do that now and it to feel great to make a list. So thank you so much for everyone on. Any last closing comments you guys want to share? I so appreciate when you guys are on here to share, because it brings up such great discussion points and is so helpful for everyone in the replay to have like practical examples for that to stick to. Anything else? Go ahead, Elisa.
I just want to say I love hearing how people are learning and seeing that open up for them. So great job.
Yes. And that was also someone had mentioned before too, that wasn't on the call. You know what? They really appreciated having everybody here and everybody talking, because it really makes a difference. So thank you. Thank you. Keep showing up and keep doing that. Go ahead.
Thank you, Amy, for doing these and having the opportunity to learn cool stuff. And I appreciate you.
Yeah. Ditto. Yeah. All right. Peace out. You all have a great day. We'll see you in the group. Thanks, guys.
Bye.